Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning on Ready, Steady, Learn, we have got Hemi Dale, who is a principal lecturer at Te Puna Wānanga, the Faculty of Education and Social Work here at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Hemi. How are you this morning?
Very good. Morena. Tēnā tātou katoa I te wiki o te reo Māori. Greetings to us all at Māori Language Week.
Yeah, hard out. And it's awesome to be able to chat to you today about the work that you're doing into the New Zealand history curriculum, which has been a big topic in the media and in, I guess, the political space in recent times. But tell us a little bit about what it looks like from an education perspective at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. As you've said, there's been lots of debate around the government's decision to mandate the teaching of Aotearoa New Zealand history, and so I've been involved with the social sciences and also the Māori medium curriculum in terms of the inclusion of history within both of those curriculum in the English medium space and the Māori medium space, and mm-hmm. So there have been some exciting sort of developments there. But as you've said, the big idea is that our, and we've known this for quite a while, that our children haven't necessarily known a lot about some key aspects of New Zealand's history, and it's about the opportunity that they haven't had over time. And so what this does is addresses that and provides an opportunity for our learners to sort of grow up understanding some of the key historical events, significant people that have been about shaping Aotearoa in the past, and the connection with the past, the now and tomorrow.
I'm really interested in this. As you say, it's quite a cumulative thing where people haven't necessarily been able to learn this history or have access to this history through schooling. That would affect teachers as well in many aspects. How is the teaching contingent of our education faculties going to be supported through this process? Because that must be quite a learning curve for a lot of people in that space too.
Yes, absolutely. And so there's excitement on the one hand about the possibility that's in front of us. At the same time, there's a realisation that teachers need to have opportunity to grow their own knowledge around New Zealand history, and also thinking about some of the pedagogy, effective pedagogy that goes with the teaching of history. You know, to really make it meaningful for the learners in our schools from primary through to secondary school. So as part of the national strategy, the government has put in place professional development and learning for teachers, so there'll be those opportunities there, a whole raft of resources focused around Aotearoa and some of our story. So that's definitely part of the plan going forward there. But as you say, it's an important element there, because the whole thing is reliant on our teachers being able to effectively teach and excite our learners about Aotearoa's history.
And you're actually working in that particular space as well, developing a teacher handbook for the tikanga a iwi learning area. And you've also got to focus on bilingualism and how teaching te reo can be part of this process. What is it that is, I guess, some of the key things you think people should be understanding about that part of the learning process for our tamariki and also for our teaching staff as well?
Yeah, well, maybe the way to sort of talk about that is just to talk about three big ideas that underpin Aotearoa New Zealand histories. The first of the three big ideas is the notion that Māori history is the foundational and continuous history of Aotearoa New Zealand. And so, you know, that emphasis, that light that shone on Māori history and its importance to Aotearoa and for all of us. The second big theme is to do with colonisation, and the notion that colonisation and its consequences have been central to our history for the past 200 years and continue to influence all aspects of New Zealand society. So unpacking that through learning. And the third part there is that New Zealand's history has been shaped by the exercise and effects of power. So how people have managed power, as power's been used positively, maybe not so positively, agency, resistance, ideologies, conflict, injustice, hope, all of those things that are all related, I guess, to the exercise of power over time. And on top of that too, they're sort of big organising concepts, so the notions of whakapapa and whanaungatanga, that idea of how we're all connected as people, connected to events, connected to our environments, connected to our communities. Tūranga waiwai, kaitiakitanga, so the sense of place, belonging, sustainability, guardianship, all of those things to do with environment, people, place, that those are big notions too, which are sort of woven through the history curriculum. And then kind of related to the exercise of power, but the notions around tino rangatiratanga and kawanatanga. So we're talking about treaty declaration and how they've played out over time locally and regionally and at national level. So that's some of the ground, if you like, that's traversed by the Aotearoa New Zealand Histories curriculum. And in terms of the space that I've been particularly located in, the Māori medium space, for all of those learners who are learning through the medium of Te Reo Māori, for the Tikanga Iwi curriculum is the parallel curriculum in Māori medium to social sciences, and some similar drivers there, but I guess one particular unique point is very sort of Māori focused in terms of hapu and iwi histories, and that's another layer that's added there, I think, in terms of the tikanga iwi curriculum.
It's the kind of thing that I mean, it makes me almost a little bit jealous of my younger cousins and whānau who are going to be able to access this at school, because, you know, I think for a lot of people it wasn't until they maybe hit tertiary education or even left school and started to discover this through other pathways that they got some real access to New Zealand history. So it's going to be a really important change, I think, for the school curriculums, and it's rolling out next year basically, so it's pretty exciting, not long now. And thank you so much for your time this morning, Hemi Dale, for speaking with us, and best of luck with the rest of your work on this project.
Thank you very much. No, we're looking forward to the years ahead of us, and as you say, the opportunity for our children to be immersed in our history, our stories, and as we shape Aotearoa going into the future. Exciting times.
Very exciting indeed. Well, have a lovely rest of your week. Kia pai tō rā, and we'll talk to you later.
Kia ora. Hei kona.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. All right.